We're going to continue to study the main points of Exodus.
32到34章
From chapter 24 to 34. This is the part that describes their building of the golden calf.
所以神对摩西说啊, 以色列败坏了, 你赶快下去。
So God told Moses that the people have turned back, so please go down and check on them.
结果他下山的时候, 带着两块滑板, 一生气就把他摔破。
So when he went down, he took the tablets, the Ten Commandments with him, and he dropped both of them because
of
angry. Then he chastised Aaron and the Israelites.
当时在那边呢, 拜偶像的一些人, 被杀的有3000人。
And the people who worshipped the idols, there were about 3,000 of them who died.
本来神说要把以色列人全部灭掉, 要让摩西的祖孙成为大族。 神说要把以色列人灭掉。
So God said that he wants to destroy all the Israelites.
要让摩西的祖孙成为大族。
And to rise up the descendants of Moses to become a great nation.
但是摩西却为着以色列人啊, 流泪禁食祷告40昼夜。
But Moses fasted and prayed for the Israelites for 40 days and 40 nights.
后来神说好了, 我赦免他们。
So God decided to forgive the people.
我也继续带领他们。
And he would continue to guide them.
后来神又叫摩西造了两个石板, 神把十诫重新写在上面。
Then God commanded Moses to make two tablets again so that God can write the Ten Commandments again.
所以摩西就从山上下来。
Then Moses came down from the mountain.
摩西的脸发光, 因为40昼夜, 跟神面对面讲话。
And Moses' face, countenance was shining with light because he was talking to God for 40 days.
这就是32章到34章。
So this is what chapter 32 to 34 describes.
35章开始就是建造会幕了。
Starting from chapter 35, it describes the building of the tabernacle.
一直到40章建造完成。
All the way until chapter 40, when the tabernacle was done.
摩西把它检查一遍。
And Moses examined the tabernacle.
帐幕立起来以后啊, 神的荣光就充满在当中。
After they took up the curtain, then the light of God shone in.
好, 我们出埃及记就上完了。
And that's the end of Exodus.
会幕造好以后啊, 就接下去就立位记啊。
And after the completion of the tabernacle, then it goes on to Leviticus.
神透过会幕啊, 跟摩西讲话, 只是他要先献祭。
God would talk to Moses through the tabernacle to teach him about sacrifices and offerings.
利未记啊, 讲到五大祭。
So Leviticus talks about the five different kinds of sacrifices of offerings.
还有讲到节情,
and different feasts.
除罪日一些规矩。
And different kinds of feasts and procedures.
所以利未记主要是 神透过会幕啊, 告诉他们要有圣洁的生活跟神，圣洁的信仰跟神建立关系。
So in the book of Leviticus, God teaches them how to build a holy life and holy faith so that they could remain in a relationship with God.
11章以后就讲到, 我们跟神建立关系以后应当有的圣洁的生活。
Starting from chapter 11, it talks about what kind of holy life we need to lead after we establish a relationship.
所以圣经里面啊，它每一卷的信仰生活，信仰生活都是连在一起的。
So in a lot of books of the Bible, it talks about the faith first, and it talks about how to live the faith.
啊，因为有好的信仰啊，一定有好的生活表现，好像明光照亮。
Because if you have good faith, then you will have good fruits of your faith in your life, like a shining as children of light.
利未记启示的时间大概一个月，利未记。
So the revelations of Leviticus took about 1 month.
然后就是开始就整队就出发了，民数记就开始行进了。
Then after that, in the book of Numbers, it describes their journey.
一直到走到约旦河边。
The journey all the way to the river of Jordan.
摩西年纪已经很大了。
Moses was advanced in age.
然后他想说，神啊，你让我过去那个迦南地啊。
So Moses asked God whether he could cross over to see the land of Canaan.
神说罢了罢了，你不要再提了。
And God replied, oh, don't mention about that anymore.
因为他曾经有一次啊，在利未地啊生气嘛，击打磐石第二次。
Because one time, he was angry and he hit the rock instead of ordered the rock to have water.
比较过分的话说，你们这些别地的百姓要我吩咐石头有水给你们喝吗？
And he was also angry and spoke to the Israelites that you Israelites, you want me to order the rock to have water?
最后神说你不尊敬我。
So God says to Moses that he did not respect God.
所以你没有办法进迦南地。
Therefore you cannot enter into the land of Canaan.
所以因为一句话这个受亏损。
And just because of one word,
that he couldn't enter. 当然这有一表立法没有办法进神的国。
But this also has a signification
So Moses 后来对神说：“你让我进去吗？”一直求。
So Moses kept on pleading to God to let him enter.
神把他带到山上说：“你看看嘛，就在那里了。但是不要再讲了，不要再求了，你不能够进去。”
So God took him up to the mountain so that he could actually see the land of Canaan. But God says, "You may not enter, so don't pray about it anymore."
他就写了民数记就是生命记就是把。神怎么带领他们出埃及，他们整个过程再把那历史重新的再讲一遍。
Then that was when he wrote the book of Deuteronomy and which describes the whole procedures from Egypt all the way to before the
land. 然后告诉他们说你们进到迦南地以后你们要怎么做。
And he also wrote down instructions for them so that they know what to do after they enter into the land of Canaan.
因为到了那个时候已经经过40年旷野生活了。
Because up to that point, 40 years has already passed.
有很多新生代兴起来了。
There are a lot of new generations that arise.
不愿意进迦南的那些边疆啊，出来几20岁以上的，很多都扑倒在旷野当中了。
And those are the people who exited the Egypt had already died if they're over 20 years old.
所以摩西就把神的律法重新告诉他们一遍。
Therefore, Moses repeated the law.Of God again.
最后他到山上去死在那里神为他埋葬。
And at the end he died on top of the mountain and they buried him.
这是到了生命记结束摩西五经。
And so that concludes the five books of Moses.
所以这个出埃及记是第二卷摩西五经的第二本书。
So Exodus is the second book of Moses.
我们已经把这个40章重要的部分已经大纲给我们谈过了。
We had already went through the main concepts and main points.
我们看回头来，我们第一章我们昨天有讲。
So we're going to go back in detail now, starting from Exodus chapter 1. We have already talked about chapter 1 yesterday.
以色列人在埃及的苦难。
We described the affliction that they have.
因为他们住在最好的歌珊地。
Because they lived in the best land in Egypt called Goshen.
所以神让他们在苦难当中啊。他才会想到要离开埃及。
So God gave them affliction so that they would want to leave Egypt.
我们看两节圣经。
Let's look at a few verses.
创世纪47章。
Genesis chapter 47.
创世纪47章。
Genesis chapter 47.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6. The land of Egypt is before you. Have your father and brother.Dwell in the best of the land. Let them dwell in the land of Goshen. And if you know any competent men among them, then make them chief herdsmen over my livestock.
约瑟的兄弟父亲啊，来到了埃及地。
Joseph's father and brothers came to Egypt.
因为他们去见法老王。
They came to see Pharaoh.
约瑟就要求法老王啊，说让他们的家人啊住在歌珊地。
So Joseph asked Pharaoh whether they could live in the best land in Goshen.
因为歌珊地是埃及当中最好的地，有没有？这里讲说埃及当中最好的歌珊地。
And in verse 6 it says that the land of Goshen is the best land in Egypt.
因为当时约瑟啊，对法老王对埃及国有很大的贡献。
Because Joseph had a lot of accomplishment in Egypt.
再看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
十一节。 耶稣遵着法老的命，把埃及国最好的地，就是南塞境内的地，给他父亲和兄弟来居住，作为产业。所以他们当时住的是埃及全国里面最好的地方。
Therefore, back then, Joseph's family lived in the best land in Egypt.
在那边呢，随便都有东西吃的，很物产很丰富。
Over there, they have abundance of food.
牧草很多。
There are a lot of woods.
所以他们是牧羊人呢。所以畜牧民族哈，他们牧羊牛羊，那是一个相当肥沃的土地。
Because they're herdsmen, so that kind of land is perfect for them.
那所以在埃及地，如果说一族都很富足，那生活很安定，他们不会想要离开。
So if they live in such an abundant and peaceful land, then they would not want to leave Egypt ever.
所以后来神让他们受苦。
That's why God afflicted them.
所以在苦难当中才要把他们救出来。
So that he could save them through afflictions.
所以看《生命记》三十二章。
Let us look at Deuteronomy.
十一节。
First.
生命记三十二章十一节。
Deuteronomy verse chapter 32 verse 11.
十二章。三十二章三十二章十一节。
Chapter 32 verse 11.
请各位读一下啊，那三秒，请你读一下，三十二章十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 11. As an eagle spreads out its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings.
说神啊，好像那个鹰，把那个巢窝啊，把它搅乱。
So God was like an eagle that stirs up the nest.
那个母鹰在训练小鹰就是这样。
When the mother eagle trained the baby eagle, that's what they did.
在巢里面啊，太舒服了。
Because the nest is so comfortable.
不愿意出去。
They don't want to go out.
妈妈还会掉东西来给它吃。
And the mom would always feed them with food.
但是如果一直这样下去的话，它长不大，没有办法飞。
But if they continue doing that, then the baby eagles would never learn how to fly and go out.
所以妈妈就会把那个巢窝把它搅乱。
So the mother eagle would stir up the nest.
然后把小鹰啊就带出去。
And so they would take the baby eagles out.
让它掉下去呀、啊，它就两个翅膀就张开了，就一直啊学习飞翔。
So drop the baby eagles down so they would learn how to fly by themselves.
它一开始还不会飞的时候，一直掉下来啊，母鹰就。从底下再把它立起来。
Before the baby learned how to fly, the mother would drop them and then catch them at the bottom.
啊，经过几次训练以后啊，这个小鹰就会飞了。
But after a few trainings, the baby eagles can fly.
啊，所以神在训练百姓就是这样。
And that's how God trained His people.
说在埃及啊，太舒服了，所以他们搅乱，然后他们才心甘情愿才出来。
Because the life in Egypt was so comfortable, so God has to stir up their peaceful life so that they would be able to come out.
但是他们在那个苦难当中啊，看到神都特别保守。
And in their afflictions, they actually see the protection of God.
法老王虽然逼迫很大。
Even though the persecution from Pharaoh was
great. 但是他们反而越逼迫啊，越强盛，人口越多。
But the more persecution, the stronger they became.
这很奇妙啊。那第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章是谈到救星的预备。
Chapter 2 talks about the preparation of the Savior.
神怎么样为他们预备一个拯救者？
How did God prepare a Savior for them?
那从这一章里面，我们应该可以去看一看啊，这个神的作为。
From this chapter, we should look carefully at the work of God.
神怎么在那个危险的环境当中啊来啊？保守摩西啊。
How did God protect Moses in such dangerous stage?
所以从这章里面我们要去看到神的作为。
So in this chapter, we have to look carefully at the work of God.
从这章也要看到摩西的父母。
In this chapter, we also want to look at Moses' parents.
他们的信心。
Their faith.
他们怎么样来栽培摩西。
And how they cultivate Moses.
怎么锻炼他。成为后来成为神用的工人。
How they train him so that in the future they became the worker of God.
摩西在出生的时候本来是
When Moses was born, that was when the Pharaoh wanted to kill all the little male babies.
他说他的父母亲啊，暗兰跟尼，暗兰哈，就是他的父亲呐、啊，他们就他的母亲叫埃基北啊，他们就把摩西啊把他藏起来。
So when Moses was born, his parents Amram and Jochebed hid him.
啊，藏了三个月呀、啊，已经没有办法藏了。
And up to 3 months, they cannot hide him anymore.
所以做一个用草做一个箱子。
So they made a little basket.
然后把它放在河里。
And put him by the river stream.
那个河是法老的女儿会去那边洗澡。
And that's where the daughter of Pharaoh would take a bath.
一般的资料里面说啊，他去那边洗澡是一种。 他们拜偶像、拜河神的一种仪式。
From the commentary, people back then would go to the river to take bath as a religious rite.
所以法老女儿在河里洗澡，然后侍女在河边那边行走看守。
So the daughter of Pharaoh would take a bath there while the maids would walk.
突然间看到那个芦苇当中有一个箱子。
So among the reeds, suddenly they saw something.
他就叫一个侍女去把它拿过来。
So she asked one of the maids to take it over.
那这个打开的时候，一个婴孩在里面。
And when the maid opened it, she saw a child.
可能这个小孩子长得比较透视。
Maybe this baby.
结果这个小孩子就哭了。
And the child started to cry.
法老的女儿啊，在一般的历史讲说，她已经结婚，但是没有小孩。
From the historical book, we kind of see that the daughter of Pharaoh did not have.
所以看到这个小孩子，一方面。 可能出于同情的心呐、啊，他又看到这个小孩子很可爱。
And so out of a heart of compassion, and also this baby was so cute.
他说他就同情可怜这个孩子。
So she had compassion upon this child.
那个摩西的姐姐啊，米利暗在旁边看。
So Moses' sister Miriam was.
那神给他智慧哈、哦。
God gave her wisdom.
他问法老的女儿说：“哎，你捡到一个孩子，你要不要一个奶妈？”
So she asked the Pharaoh's daughter whether she needs a maiden.
我说好啊。
And she said yes.
米利暗就去把妈妈找来。
And so Miriam went to look for her mom.
法老女儿就说：“你把这个孩子帮我带去养。”
And Pharaoh's daughter said that, "Can you take care of this child for me?"
啊，我给你工钱。
I'll give you wages.
啊，等大一点的话，你就带到王宫来管我。
And when he grows up, please take him to the palace.
啊，所以。 在摩西在爸爸妈妈的身边啊，已经藏不下去了。
So back then, when Moses was a baby, he could not be hiding there anymore.
把他放到水里面，没有想到又回到妈妈的身边来。And
when the mom put him in the river, she didn't know that he would come back.
所以妈妈以后啊，可以很公然的抚养这个孩子。So
Moses' mom can raise up Moses in public.
那个时候，摩西的身份啊，他的身份是法老女儿的儿子。
Because at that time, Moses was Pharaoh's daughter's son now.
他的妈妈变成奶妈，帮他照顾。还有工匠。
And Moses' mom became the nurse, and who would get wages also.
所以从小都说，妈妈可以给他一个非常基础、非常重要的教育。
So Moses' mom can teach him all that she wanted to.
所以我们看到说，摩西的父母亲在摩西小的时候给他的教育，影响到他的一辈子。
So we could see that Moses' parents gave him education that really affected his.
虽然他后来在王宫里面长大。Even
though he grew up in the palace.
但是他知道说他是希伯来人，他不是埃及人。But
he knows that he's a Hebrew and not an Egyptian.
这个深刻的印在他的心里面。And
that really that stamped on his heart.
摩西也看到他的同胞在受苦。And
Moses also saw that his brothers are suffering.
所以我们看到说，摩西的父母给他童年的教育啊，对他影响一辈子。
So we could see that Moses' parents gave him education that affected him a lifetime long.
那我们再讲这个宗教教育啊。
And that leads to religious education.
有的人说啊，小孩子长大了以后，他才会学，他才会懂。
Some people said that we should let the children grow up and then learn on their own.
有的爸爸妈妈甚至说啊。 啊，小孩子哦，不要那么早带他去受洗，等他长大了，自己会想了，又让他自己选择了。Some
parents think that they should not baptize their children when they're young, let them decide when they grow.
但圣经里面不是这样讲。
That's not what the Bible says.
说你的儿女呀、啊，从小的时候就要给他啊信仰，把他长大了，一辈子不会分离。
And the Bible tells us that we should train up our child when they're young, so they will not depart.
就说你的儿女要受神的教育，他就能够打向平安。
That means if your children have faith, then they would enjoy peace.
所以孩子的信仰教育啊，要从小开始。
So religious education needs to start from when we're young.
啊，所以有的人说啊，小孩子出生来啊，在妈妈的怀里，在喂奶的时候，就叫他祷告了。
So we can start teaching the newborn baby how to pray when the mommy is nursing.
啊，当妈妈那一天说啊，她几天前才得到了一个小孙子。
And Mama Chang told us that she just became a new grandma.
然后她现在就跟她讲话啦，你要荣耀神哦，你要做神的好儿女呀哦，现在就会开始跟她教了。
And the grandchild is just a baby, but she's already talking to her about biblical truth. And that.
那其实小孩子，你以为他不懂啊？其实你在教他的时候，他就有在吸收。
Even though you think the baby is so young, but actually, if you tell them, they're going to absorb and learn.
那只是他不会讲啊，他不会反应而已。但是渐渐的吸收了，有一天，他就把你教他的东西就反应出来了。
Except that they can't really talk back to you, but. If you just teach them and give them as much as they could, and one day they would show what you've taught them.
所以我们可以从这一章里面看到摩西一生当中所受到的各种环境当中的影响。
So from this chapter, we could see the environment that Moses was in and the effect that it has.
我们可以想想看哦，摩西在童年的时候，父母亲给他的影响多大。
So let's think about the effect that.The parents brought to Moses.
后来摩西到了王宫长大。
Later on, Moses grew up in the palace.
我们看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传七章二十二节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 22.
七章二十二节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 22.
摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and deeds.
所以摩西在埃及王宫当中啊，求学。
So Moses was educated in the palace.
当时埃及啊，很文明，所以他学了一切学问。
Egypt had the most advanced culture, so back then he learned a lot of.
学了很多啊，把做事的方法。
He learned a lot of different ways to deal with things.
那我们可以看看摩西在埃及王宫所学习到的，对他有什么用处。
So what benefits was the education that he received in Egypt?
因为他有很大的学问。
Because he was very educated.
那我们刚刚讲过说啊，创世纪到生命记，摩西五经啊，就摩西写的。
As we mentioned earlier, the first five books in the Bible were written by Moses.
这王宫里面的教育对他的影响很大。
So the education in the palace for Moses had a lot of great effect.
保罗也是相当有学问的人。
Paul was also a knowledgeable man.
所以新约圣经二十七本里面，他写了十三本。
Therefore, he wrote 13 books in the New Testament out of the 27 books.
所以有一个王说：“保罗啊，你的学问实在太大了啊！你学问太大了，怎么好像让你发狂了？”
And one of the kings said to Paul.Paul, you have such great knowledge, but what does it do to you? You are crazy.
因为这个王不认识，看到保罗那么有学问，他怎么开口闭口都是耶稣
？Because the king did not know about Jesus, so he didn't know why Paul kept on talking about Jesus.
所以他以为说保罗发狂了。
So he thought that Paul had become mad.
啊，那么有学问，怎么不多啊去争取一些更高的一些地位权势？那怎么传福音？他常常被下监被鞭打。
So he was wondering why Paul did not use his knowledge to advance in himself instead of being beaten in jail.
但是他的学问啊，用在神的事工上面，非常有价值。
That's because Paul used his knowledge in the kingdom of God, which is very worth it.
摩西啊，在王宫里面所受的教育，对以后他的工作也有影响。
So the education that Moses had received has a great effect.In his future work.
当然，在王宫里面所看到的就是人的伟大。
But what we see in the palace is the mighty of men.
人的学问才干。
It's the knowledge and
也养成了摩西可能血气骄傲自大。
And that might lead to Moses' pride and boastfulness.
所以在四十岁的时候，他就说：“我要去看看我的同胞。”
So when he was 40 years old, he wanted to take a look at his own.
结果看到有一个希伯来人跟一个埃及人在打架。
So he saw a Hebrew and an Egyptian fighting.
他以为说：“我有才干，会把那个埃及人把他打死，要来救助自己的同胞。”
So he thought that he was mighty enough to.Fight the Egyptian to protect his own brother.
这是一种血气啊，靠人的能力。
And that's just using man's might.
但是如果这样去带领以色列百姓啊，老早以色列百姓都被杀掉了。
And if that's the might that he used to lead the Israelites, then all the Israelites would end up dying.
那所以第二天的时候啊，有两个希伯来人啊，两个在打架。
So on the second day, there are two Hebrews who are fighting.
摩西对那个欺负人就说啊。啊，我们都是古咒，都是同胞，你不要欺负人。
So Moses talked to the one who was in wrong that he shouldn't be fighting the other Hebrews.
那个人说啊，谁叫你当我们的首领
？And the person said to him, "Who are you to rule over us?"
你是不是要像昨天啊，把那个埃及人杀掉？哎，要把我杀掉吗
？Are you going to kill me just like you killed the Egyptian yesterday?
可能那个时候摩西啊有点傲慢哦，所以他认为说你好像要当我们的首领一样。
Because maybe Moses was a little bit prideful at that time, so they felt like he wanted to rule over
them. 这是摩西在埃及王宫那个环境之下所造就出来的。
But that was because of the education that he had received in the palace.
所以他觉得说我有办法，我有才干可以救同胞。
So he felt like he has the power and might to save his fellow brothers.
但神觉得说你还不行。
But God doesn't think so.
所以后来法老要杀他，他就逃掉了，跑到旷野。
So when Pharaoh wanted to kill him, he ran away to the wilderness.
他在旷野啊，四十年。
And he stayed there for 40 years.
在那边呢、啊，刚好碰到有一个女孩子被欺负啊。
And at that time, there was a girl that was being bullied.
而且他就因为那些女孩子在牧羊的时候，还有一些其他的牧羊人啊欺负他们。所以摩西就祝告会友去帮助他
so when,
帮助他们
when some of the herdsmen were bullying some of the ladies over there next to the well then Moses came up to
结果他们回去就告诉他们的父亲啊，说有一个埃及人啊来帮助我们
so when they came back to their father's house they told the dad that Moses helped them
那父亲啊是米甸的祭司
and their father was a priest of Midian
其实米甸人也是亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
Midianites are also the descendants of Abraham.
对不对？
Is that right?
是吗？是吗？有没有宝宝
？Is it?
米甸人是不是亚伯拉罕的祖孙
？Are Midianites the descendants of Abraham?
说是的举手。
If it's yes, please raise your hand.
说不是的举手。
If it's not, please raise your hand.
好像不太有把握哈。
You don't seem confident.
好，看创世纪二十六章。
Chapter 26.
伊斯巴和苏亚
And verse
2有没有
Did you see the name of Midian?
撒拉死掉以后啊亚伯拉罕最后又起来一个太太叫做基土拉生了六个儿子
After Sarah passed away Abraham married again Keturah the wife
其实这都已经多生了
These are the extra sons
神应许的儿子最有一个 以扫啊以撒
Because the promised son There is only one promised son Who is Isaac?
生了以实玛利亚已经不对了，那个人力血气生的要赶出去了。
Giving birth to Ishmael was already an extra thing.
后来又多生了六个。
But then he had six more sons.
这六个后来都是跟以色列人啊，跟以撒为敌的，以撒的后裔为敌啊。
And in the future, these six sons were all enemies of Isaac.
只有以撒的祖孙才是应许的后裔啊。
And only Isaac's descendants are the promised ones.
不过这个米甸啊，这个也是亚伯拉罕的祖孙，所以他们也是在拜神。
So the Midianites are also the descendants of Abraham, so they also worship God.
那这女孩走回去啊，就告诉她的爸爸是一个缅甸的祭司。
So those girls went back to talk to their dad, who is a priest of Midian.
就把摩西找回家。
So they took Moses home with
them. 摩西就甘愿替他牧羊。
And Moses became the shepherd.
这个祭司又把他的女儿啊，底波拉给摩西为妻。
And the priest gave his daughter Zipporah to be wife.
所以摩西就在缅甸聚居了，他一住就住了40年。
So Moses stayed in the land of Midian for 40 years.
啊，这40年当中啊，都是过着牧羊的生活。
So in these 40 years, he was a shepherd.
好，每天带着羊群到牧地上去放羊，然后晚上再回家。
So he would take the sheep out to pasture and come back home.
天天都是过牧羊的生活。
Every day he'll lead the same life.
有时候我们觉得说啊。 好像很浪费时间。
Sometimes we would think that it's a waste of time.
他不是要做领袖吗？ 要带领以色列人吗？
那为什么天天去牧羊？ Isn't he going to lead the Israelites? How come he's shepherding every day?
如果要学牧羊的技巧啊，大概两三天啊，就可以学到了。
And if you're going to learn the skill of to be a shepherd, it only takes 2 to 3 days.
但是神就要让他在那边待了40年。
But God let him stay there for 40 years.
那在这40年的旷野当中啊，到底对摩西 后来的工作有什么样的影响？
And what kind of influence or effect does it have that Moses stayed for 40 years?
民数记12章里面讲到，
The book of Numbers chapter
摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世界上的众人。
It describes that Moses was a meek man over all the men in the world.
这句话很重要，就是摩西40年的旷野生活操练出来。
And the fact that he's more meek than everybody else in the world. It's very important. Because of his life in the wilderness,
用爱心照顾他的羊群。
And he used a lot of love to take care of his sheep.
所以以后以色列人啊，好像这些羊一样。
Then in the future, the Israelites were kind of like a sheep.
所以摩西就用那种牧羊人的精神啊，来牧养以色列百姓。
So he used the attitude of a shepherd to shepherd the people.
所以以色列人啊，常常吵这个吵那个，又抱怨，哎呦，试探神。
So the Israelites always complain and grumble against God.
但是你看摩西啊，都很温柔啊，还一一的劝他们。
But look at Moses, he was so meek and gentle, he always encouraged them.
我们看到说，他只是发过一次脾气。
And he only has been angry once.
结果就受亏损了。
And for that, he paid a great price.
所以真的，摩西的谦和胜过世界上的众人。
So his meekness was more than anybody else in the world.
有一个传道人叫做穆迪，这是在欧美相当有名的传道人。
And there's a very famous pastor called Moody.
他把摩西的一生啊，他把他讲了几句话做结论。
He had some comments on Moses' life.
他说摩西在王宫里面就是要学习做一个伟人。
Moses went to the palace to learn to be a mighty man.
因为在王宫里面看到大家都很伟大，所以他在那边要学习做伟人。
Because in the palace, everybody is mighty, so he went there to learn to be a mighty man.
当然，他后来在旷野的时候是要做平凡人，学习做平凡人。
But in the wilderness, he learned to be a normal man.
因为在旷野所看到的都是神的伟大。
Because all he sees in the wilderness is the mighty.
所有天地万物都是神造的。
All the things in the heavens is.
你躺在地上看到，哇，这月星啊！ 摆在天空啊，还有山河各样的树木水果，什么都是神造的。
When you lay down on the ground to look in the sky, the sun, the moon, the clouds, the star, the mountains and the trees are all created by God.
好像大卫在作诗说啊，
Just like when David made his song.
说神啊，你实在太伟大了，啊，人算什么呢？
He says that you know God is so mighty, and who is man?
好像诗篇第八篇里面所讲的。
Just like what Psalm chapter 8 describes.
所以在旷野当中的40年呢，让他知道说人是很渺小。
So in the wilderness, he learned that man is very small.
但是后来神却愿意用一个平凡人来成就伟大的事业。
Later on, God was willing to use a common man, a normal man, to lead the Israelites.
终于到80岁啊，神要用摩西的时候。
So when Moses was 80 years old, and it was time that God wanted to use him.
摩西一开始就说：“我是什么人？我怎么有办法呢？我怎么敢呢？”
Initially, Moses' response was, "Who am I? How can I do this?
40岁的时候觉得我很行，我可以。
When he was 40 years old, he thinks he can do it.
80岁的时候说我不行了。
When he was 80 years old, he said he can't do it.
然后神跟他讲说，没有关系，我跟你同在，你就行。
God said, "Don't worry, I'll be with you. Just do what I said."
所以摩西的一生啊，就是三个阶段。
So there are three sections of Moses' life.
40岁以前呢，就觉得我很行。
So before 40 years old, he thinks he's good.
40岁到80岁就觉得我不行。
Between 40 years old to 80 years old, he thinks that he can't do it. He doesn't have strength.
80岁到120岁就是说我靠着神我就能够做到了，我就行了。
From 80 years old to 120 years old, he thinks that if he could do it with the strength of God.
所以我们可以从摩西一生当中啊，他的经历啊来看到。
So we can see a lot of effects of his later life that's from his.
所以神要用一个人哦，有时候准备很久哦。So
it takes a long time for God to prepare.
所以我们有机会在学习当中啊，虽然好像你没有马上让你成就什么大事业，你不要灰心，慢慢的、默默的学习。
So sometimes in our training, we may not have a lot of great accomplishments. But don't worry, maybe in the future God will help you.
中国人有一句话叫做大器晚成，也就是说很重要的器皿呢，你要慢慢的把它雕刻琢磨，然后把它塑造出来。In
a Chinese proverb, it says that an honorable and royal vessel takes a long time to make and build.
它有些啊比较不重要的器皿啊，随随便便造一下就好了。
Those other common vessels, it doesn't take much time to make.
反正可用就好了，勉强用。Because
we're not going to use it for any big thing.
但是真的要重用的好的器皿呢，一定要慢慢慢慢的去做，把它做出来，非常精细的。But
the honorable vessels take a long time and with details.
神在操练我们也是一样。That's
how God trains us.
所以你看古时候很多重要的工人呢，神都给他们经过很长时间了。 慢慢磨，慢慢去练。
And if you look at the ancient workers, God used a long time to train them.
扫罗一受膏，不久就纣王了。Saul
was crowned as king.
他出来很快就离开神。Right
before he was anointed, and he also left God really quickly.
那你看大卫受膏了以后啊，经过了多长的磨练。But
if you look at David, after he was anointed, it took him a long time to a long training.
所以他后来能够成为一个合神心意的王。Therefore,
he could become a king that is favorable in the sight of God. So I hope that all of us will receive training from God.
我们来看第三章。Let's
look at chapter 3.
我们还有10 more minutes.
Exodus chapter 3.
Well, let's look at chapter 2, verse 23.
Verse 24.
他神看顾以色列人，也知道他们的苦情。好，那讲到说以色列人受苦。Here
describes the afflictions of the Israelites.
那所以他们就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达到神面前。So
here describes that they were crying out to God, and their groaning went up to God.
那你们当父母亲呐，啊，你们的孩子在那边哭啊，难道你不会难过吗？
And if you're a parent and your child cry up to you, would you listen to them?
那有的第一次做母亲的，看到小孩子稍微有一点的哭声啊，有一点什么不一样，他就很紧张。Usually
for a first-time mother, when they hear a little cry from their baby, they become very nervous.
那父母亲啊，的心都是这样。That's
the heart of a parent.
那神对我们也是一样。And
that's the heart of God to us.
那不会说因为我们在受苦啊，一直在哀求，那都无动于衷啊，不会。
And if we keep on crying out to God in our pain, He wouldn't just ignore us.
说他们的哀声啊，达到神面前，神都听见了。
So the groanings reached up to God, and God heard them.
啊，神就想到他跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
Then God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
所以我们看到说这个约很重要哈。
So we know that this covenant is very important.
啊，他看到以色列人的苦情，啊，他要看顾他们、眷顾他们、拯救他们。
So God looked upon them, and He wants to save them.
所以第三章啊，就讲到神怎么呼召摩西呢？
Chapter 3 talks about how God called Moses.
看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3, verse 1.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶特罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。第二节。
Verse 2.
神的使者从荆棘火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。第三节。摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，啊，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？第四节。啊，神见他要过去，就从荆棘里呼叫他说，摩西摩西。他说，我在这里。神说，你不要近前来，把你的脚上的血脱掉，因为你所站的是圣地。又说，我就是你的父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。啊，摩西蒙上脸，因为他看到神。哦，这里是摩西80岁的时候，神呼召他。
Here describes when Moses was 80 years old.
我们晓得80岁就是《使徒行传》第七章里面讲的嘛，哈。
And that's where Acts chapter 7
explained. 他说呢，那个时候带着羊群要去牧羊。
So Moses was tending his flock.
他突然间看到一个异象，荆棘在燃烧，啊，怎么没有烧毁？
And all of a sudden he saw a vision that there was a burning bush and it would not be consumed.
他觉得很奇怪啊，他就要过去看。
So he was curious and he wanted to take a look.
啊，然后神就呼召他，摩西，摩西。
And God called him, saying, Moses, Moses.
好。所以这个异象啊，神在荆棘的火焰的异象当中啊，来选召摩西。
So God chose Moses using the vision of the burning bush.
神常常在异象当中选召人哦。
God often calls people using visions.
哦，也在异象当中好几次跟亚伯拉罕讲话。
God talked to Abraham through a few visions too.
呼召以赛亚也是在异象当中。
God also called Isaiah in a vision.
以西结先知啊，也是一个常常看到异象的先知。
Ezekiel is also a prophet that often sees visions.
所以异象，异象就是神所显出来，它跟一般的自然界的现象不一样的。
So vision is something that you see that is different from what you commonly see.
有一些特殊的现象，啊，让你能够很清楚看到。
It's a very special phenomenon that you can actually clearly see.
神有说这个异象来指示人他的旨意，有说这个异象来宣召他所要的功能。
So through visions he will show his will, and through visions he will call his servants.
好像保罗要去大马色的时候，突然间有个荣光照他嘛。
Just like when Paul was going to Damascus, there was a great light shining to him.
有一个声音说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
There's a voice that says, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
保罗说：“你是谁呀？”
Paul answered, "Who are you?"
那声音说：“我就是你逼迫的耶稣啊。”
The voice says, "I am Jesus whom you persecuted."
保罗说：“啊，那我该怎么办？”
And Paul said, "What should I do?"
那声音说：“你进到城里面，有人会把你该做的事情告诉你。”
The voice says, "You go to the city, and someone will tell you what you should do."
因为那个荣光一照保罗，我就扑倒在地，眼睛就瞎掉了。
Because of the great light, he fell down to the ground and he was blinded.
后来人家把他牵着到城里啊，亚拿尼亚。来为他祷告按手。
So the people who went with him took him to the city, and when he found Ananias, Ananias prayed for him.
哦，保罗本来是要逼迫基督徒的，神用荣光啊，用异象选召他。
Paul was originally persecuting Christians, but because of the light that shone into him.
哦，摩西也是神借着异象来选召他。
And same thing with Moses, God chose him through vision.
我们看到神叫他说：“摩西，摩西啊。”
God called him Moses, Moses.
圣经里面在呼召人都是叫名字，叫名字。
In the Bible, when God calls people, he always calls their name. Samuel, Samuel.
啊，丹尼里。
Daniel.
哦，保罗。
Paul.
啊，还有 摩西，这是叫名字。
And Moses, he always called their name.
因为我在高中的时候有一个教会兴起来。
When I was in high school, there was a church.
那个教会对教会有一些捣乱。
And that church had some.
捣乱我们的教会。
Affecting our church.
啊，那个创办人是一个本来是一个三流的电影明星。
The person who started the church was a adult film.
啊，他得到一些啊，那个经历不太对。
And so his motivation was not right.
啊，他本来他说生活很放荡，啊，后来他就觉得自己这样不太对，啊，到一个教会神召会里面去受洗。
And because his life was very liberal, and he thought that it wasn't good, so he wanted to find a church and he was baptized in the church. He was very zealous at the time.
经常在校园里面不做布道。
And he would always evangelize in camp.
有一次啊，走过一个大楼。
And one time when he walked by a building,
有人从上面啊把那个洗碗水倒下来。
Someone from above poured down water on him.
哦，啊，他整个衣服啊，本来穿得很漂亮啊，都被那个油腻腻的水啊，把它倒到整个身上。
So he was all wet with the oily water.
啊，结果他就很生气，走到楼上一直骂。
So he was angry, and he started to say.
啊，突然间啊，他有一个意念跑到他的脑海里面。
And suddenly there was a thought that came into his mind.
哎，这可能是神给我膏油啊。
Maybe this is. God anointing me.
要我来为他做工啊！我那就很感谢神。
Because God wanted to use me, so he was really thankful to God.
有没有神用洗碗水给你膏油的
？So would God anoint you with dirty water?
你看那个做祭司那个膏油都特别做的，特别香的，材料都特别全的，哪有用洗碗水
？The oil anointed to the priests are specialized oil.
后来他又听到声音。
Later on, he heard a voice.
说我的使女啊，我的使女，使女啊，
女的
，女的换成男的。
It's a female, I'm sorry. So she heard this voice that says,
说我的使女啊，我们男的叫使徒嘛，啊，他说他是女的，所以叫做使女，使徒的那个使女。
So he called God. She heard God calling my female apostle.
所以他有时候在传道里的时候，他讲了很多道理。
And so during her evangelism,
强调守安息日，强调要受圣灵，受方言。
She preaches a lot about receiving the Holy Spirit.
实际上，她得到的圣灵的经历完全不一样。
But actually, her experience with the Holy Spirit is very different from ours.
那个圣灵啊，不是圣灵感动讲出来的，而是学来的。
The type of speaking in tongues she has is something that she had to learn.
她说啊，在祷告祷告很久，要知道要求圣灵受方言，祷告好久都求不到。
So for a long time she prayed, but she didn't receive the Holy Spirit.
后来有一个声音呐，有一个意念告诉她说，你就凭着信心就说出来了。
Then there's a thought that came into her mind that says, just say it out.
哦，那就说，哎，好啊，就滴滴答答，滴滴答答，然后就滴滴答答，滴滴答答，这样的。
So she said, oh, okay, I'll do it. So she just made the sound.
所以很多的那个属灵经历跟圣经里面呐，神造物造人都不一样。
So her experience is very different from the experiences in the Bible when God calls people. So we know that God calls people by calling their name.
他不会说我的使徒啊，我的传道啊，我的长老啊。
He won't call by saying, "Oh, my elder or my deacon or my apostle." He'll call your name.